Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture and Market Analysis Time. Friday, the end of a tumultuous week. Don Roos on PBS's Market to Market over the weekend.
I think when you look at the wheat market seasonally, this is a time of year where you can put in a bottom. So I think it is trying to forge a bottom. Last year, September wheat forged a bottom 494. August 26th this year. So far, we've had a low of 504. Carryout's very much similar. Support on the downside, but rallies still run into a lot of resistance because we get too competitive. I think we got to be the cheapest wheat in the world, cheapest corn, and the cheapest soybeans. But then when you rally just a little bit, we become uncompetitive. It's that tight of a market. So I would say it's, and that's what you mean when you're trying to forge a bottom. You know, it's one that takes time to build a base. When you look at the corn, it's last year we bottomed at 360 and a half on September corn. So we're well over that right now. So far this year, we went to like 370, just over 375. So the timing, last year we bottomed August 24th. So you're in that window that you could, but I think it's one of these markets we're trying to see where end user demand really picks up. We're trying to see, when these spreads start to narrow in a little bit, when old crop supplies get cleared. So I think it's just one of those that takes time. It's the wrong time of year to be overly positive on the grain market going into harvest. Partly it's old crop supplies are being cleared. We've got pressure from the south. The Delta's starting to harvest corn. They probably harvested so far 70 million bushels. Put it in perspective, Louisiana's about 25-30% harvested. So we're getting pressure from that. But at the same time on new crop, you know, you're seeing very limited selling here. For a lot of people, you're down at below break even, so it's kind of a caution on making new sales. The dollar has to keep coming under pressure. What we've seen is our new crop export sales have been very good on corn so far, but that's mainly because people pre-buying because of the tariffs coming on place. But, you know, exports could be well overstated in corn and on soybeans. A lot of it's going to be dependent on what happens with trade and these tariffs going forward. It's very much an unknown so far. From a producer standpoint, really, you're down to on new crop, you're just kind of in survival mode, really, when you're below the cost of production. So you have to market for dimes, not dollars, right now. So that's the big one. I think you have to be careful of big carries in the market. I think the big thing you're looking for is how big is big on these yields, how low is low. And, those, I think, will lead you home. But last year, remember, could this happen again? The highest yields of the year were in the August report, and we went lower throughout the year into the final. This year, what's it going to be? We saw some big private estimates come out, but also we are also hearing some concern. And a lot of producers tell me when you have a lot of moisture, you get a lot of denitrification, and don't bet on the big yields like we're all talking. Iowa's the epicenter of the big yields. Let's put in perspective on the funds. Let's just say they're short about 160,000 contracts. The record is about 360,000. So there's more meat on the bones if they want to press it. Let's put it that way. So I think from a fund standpoint, you have to prove that the market can quit going down before it goes up. And just like we saw here to end the week, we had a technical turn to the upside, key reversal in wheat, spike bottom in corn, soybeans. We rally up to resistance levels, could not clear over some of these downtrend areas, and boom, you slink right back down because it's the weight of the market, the weight of the harvest. The end user, when you have a big crop out here, is not in a hurry to buy anything yet. So the question clearly, answer clearly, is you have to reach an area where you spook the funds for some reason, smaller crop, something, a different trade policy. So haven't seen that yet.
Market analyst Don Roos, thanks to Iowa PBS. Here on Inside Agriculture, let's get a weather forecast.